It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Okay, I'm going to play you some audio here of a situation where... By the way, it's the Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9. Good morning. I don't even know... Where were these people going? It was a guy, his wife, and his mom. They were going to go somewhere. In the car, the driver's seat, you have the male. And his mother is in the passenger seat. The wife is outside the car. Why is she outside the car? Because she wanted to be in the front, in the passenger seat, instead of the mother. And that's where this whole thing started.
Why is she in the front seat? And I get that that's your mom and everything, but like, you're going to the back, right?
No, absolutely not.
Why? What are you talking about? I'm your wife. Are you serious right now?
Okay, calm down.
We gotta keep having these type of conversations. Down. Every time I link up with your mother, is always a problem.
But come on. We know this is way bigger than just who's sitting in the front.
Yeah, it is.
It is a huge... This is an ongoing problem for them.
But whoever wins this battle has a huge advantage in the war. Wait,
oh, God.
There's more.
I'm in his life now, so why are you still here?
I'm always going
to
be
okay,
here.
Okay, but go to the back of your feet. No,
babe,
I'm
babe,
your wife. Stop say, being a mama boy.
I love you and I love her. I love both of y'all.
Oh, that God. Is uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm just God. Getting in the back.
Oh, God. Wait, you're getting in the back if you're the girl, the wife?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's out of respect, I have no problem
Definitely.
Sitting in the back.
Okay.
Like, I don't see what the big deal is. I don't think it makes me any less of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going home with you. Like, I don't see what the big deal is.
It's more of a respecting your elders type of thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I like that solution too.
Although,
if
the mother's, you know, then I can understand how she feels.
I know, but if she's being stubborn and stuff like that, I would just be like, babe, please just, oh God, just get in the back. Stop causing a scene. Please get in the back.
I mean, has anyone thought about another obvious solution? Why don't the dude get in the back?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll solve it.
That was my first. No, listen, it will. Because now, yeah, you're sitting in the back seat. Let your wife drive and let the mom sit in the passenger seat. What is wrong with that?
That's not solving the dynamic.
It isn't.
I mean,
it isn't,
none of
but,
it is. It,
but it'll shut the wife up. That's for sure.
Like, you I don't getting, think so. She wants to
back.
Be driven.
Yeah.
You're getting, yeah, but you know what? What's worse? You driving and then having the two of them go at it, or you just get in the back seat and say, you know what? If that's how you feel, then you drive and I'll take a step back.
It would
Everybody's
probably,
mad at you.
Yeah, you'd probably get more respect from the mother and the wife if you said both of your asses get in the back and I'll drive in the front
okay.
by myself.
All right. Hey,
if
I would
you
take
stayed
that.
In the back.
I would take that.
That is... Leroy, what would you do?
I was thinking, I just changed my mind. My mama got to go in the back.
Really?
She got to go in the back, yeah. Because this is my wife, I'm married to her, and I do have to go home with her.
Yeah.
That's true, though. But you will be going home with your wife on a daily basis.
Yes.
You're probably not seeing your mother all the time. So I don't understand what the big deal is.
Oh, God, these are little things to be grateful for. I'm so glad that my mother and my wife get along, because if I had to deal with this,
What would you do?
I would avoid...
If you had to make the choice.
Okay, if I'm in that situation, because the first thing I would do if they had that type of relationship, I would literally avoid any type of family stuff. I just wouldn't go.
Okay. Wow.
I couldn't. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. Because they're both stubborn. So me trying to sit them down and talk about it wouldn't work. Okay, so I'm in that situation. I'm in the car. My mother's already in the front seat.
Yep.
I would tell my wife to sit in the back.
Okay.
However, okay. If I'm in the car and my wife's already in the front seat.
Yep.
I'd be like, Mom, just get in the back. We have to do this whole thing about, you know, I would try and make it seem like it would just be more efficient.
Like, what's the big deal? Just get in the back?
Yes. Right. Like, she's already here.
Now,
what's
if I'm in the car and neither of them are in the front seat and they're arguing, I'll just start the car and drive off. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
What's up?
Okay. Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank God myself, I have a mother-in-law, and I don't have to deal with that, you know, crap neither. Thank God. We get along. It's going to be fine. But in that situation, it's her car. Like, she said it was my car, and he picked her up. So out of respect, his mother should have gotten in the back, out of respect. And you could tell they have no type of relationship whatsoever.
None.
Okay? So what I think is he should have picked his wife first. Like you said, he has to go home with her. Pick your wife first, you know, make sure she's in the front seat because it's her car out of respect, and then pick your mother up after. If your mother has a problem with that, she could get a different ride.
Right.
At the end of the day,
that's why you call Uber.
Hey.
Call Uber.
You tell Marie.
Call Uber. Well, it's my car.
What we don't know is that Marie's husband is in the back seat of the car right now listening.
Nothing wrong with that.
That conversation. This is Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
What's up?
So I would... If you married into this into a family, you marry the mom, and you respect the mom, and she sits in the front seat no matter what.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's never happened to you before.
Are you living? Are you living in your in-laws' house by any chance?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I just like I feel like if you're in a relationship, you know what you're getting into, and like you should respect like your boyfriend's mom or your husband's mom for that matter.
Okay.
Do you get along with your husband?
No, she doesn't agree.
Do you get along with your husband's mom?
I do.
You do?
My boyfriend's mom.
Your boyfriend's mom. Now, has she ever tried to pull a little power move on you?
No. I feel like it's mutual. If you like who you're going into like a family with.
Listen to me, Caitlin. Okay. How long have you guys been dating?
5 years.
5 years? Okay.
It's a long time.
It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. She's going to pull a power move.
No, I know.
She's going to pull a power move on you, so prepare yourself. So you have a good... Right now, you're I haven't experienced it, but this is what I would do.
Yeah, but answer that's a good chunk of time. Like, I feel like if it was going to happen, it might have happened by now.
There's a big difference between girlfriend and wife, Pebbles. It'll happen. I'm just telling you. Just remember what you said, because you said the very good answer. Now, when you get put in the situation and you want to cuss her out, remember what you told your friends at the Get Up Crew, okay?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.